You have your Bible, turn to Mark this morning. Mark chapter 1. We do appreciate God and His goodness, His mercy endures forever, and boy, the help that He gives us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 1. Amen. Mark chapter 1, verse 14. The Bible says this: "Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, 'The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.'" Amen. I was thinking on this today, the other day, and I've had some notes on my desk for a while. I've been looking at something, and I've been compiling some notes, and I've been looking at them and praying over them, and looking for what God was trying to give to me. And as I looked at them, I began to realize that God was showing me a direction. He was showing me a path, praise God, that I could go that would make a difference in my life, that would change me from the inside out. Amen. And it come to light the other night. We met Thursday night up here, and we was getting ready to do the Bible school. And as we gathered out there, they was doing a little thing for Bible school. And they said, "Well, just write three things on a piece of paper. Three sins in your life on a piece of paper." And then they put it under a thing, and of course it was red, and it made those sins go away. A type of the Lord Jesus covering our sin with His blood. And I got to thinking on this, and I got to looking at my notes, and I had them scattered all over the desk, and I began to pull them together, and they just began to fall into place, and God began to show us a marvelous thing in the Word of God. And as I began to see it, I took this text, and I thought, praise God, this is what the Lord was talking about. Amen. He said that He came that the time was fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. He said, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." Amen. But the Bible tells us in chapter 1 of the book of Mark, He tells that John Baptist in verse 4, verse 3 said, "A voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord and make His path straight." Amen. In order for the Lord to get to where you are, you've got to make a path for Him to get to you. Amen. We have to clear the path. We have to get things out of the way so the Lord can get to where we are. Amen. Without the Lord getting to us, praise God, He can't do anything through us. Amen. Now you let that sink in a minute. God, He's got to get you. So we got to make a path for the Lord. He said, "John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins." Amen. So John preached a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, for putting away of sin, getting rid of them, taking them out of the way. Amen. Now this is a Holy Ghost, a joy-filled message this morning, praise God, for a child of God. It'll help your heart, amen. It'll get you to a place that you can rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, "There went unto him all the land of Judah, and they of Jerusalem were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins." Amen. You know what they was doing? They was getting things out of the way. They was making a path for Jesus to get into our hearts, get into their hearts, so He can begin to do that work that He come to do. And the Bible says in verse, He said, John, of course, was clothed in camel's hair and a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey. Amen. Wasn't nothing special to look at, was he? But he had a special message. I wonder what you, I ain't even going to ask, never mind. Amen. And he said, he preached saying, "There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. And indeed, I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost." Amen. So what we see here, we need to have a way made. Amen. And the way to be made is through real repentance. And I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help, Brother Charles, for just a minute, on this thought, simple thought, it's time. Amen. It's time for God's people to repent of all the things that's wrong in our life and set our scope, set our path on Lord Jesus Christ, ready to be delivered when He calls us up home. See, I think that's why a lot of people's afraid to die, because they ain't ready to go. Amen. But praise God, if you're ready to go, if you've got it under the blood, praise God, and Jesus says, "Come up hither, glory be to God, I'm out of here." Amen. But as I thought about that the other day, when they asked that question, I thought about the things in my life, sinful things in my life, things I did. Now I've not got no blatant sin, praise God, in my life, but I've got little things that I could do better on. Amen. And because I know that in my heart, praise God, it's my responsibility to repent of my slackness, repent of my lack, and ask God to help me to do better. Because I want you to see a different person in me. Amen. Listen, if you ain't seeing Pastor Jeff get closer and better, praise God, you come to him and say, hey, listen, preacher, I'm going to pray for you that God help you. Amen. But yeah, it seems like you're slacking a little. Amen. You say, preacher, we ought to do it. It's okay if we do it in love. Amen. Praise God. Drawing closer to the Lord. Amen. Getting it in the true repentance. Now, I got to thinking about that. I looked up in Webster's 1828 dictionary the definition of repentance. Now, it says it's sorrow or deep contrition for sin as an offense to dishonor to God, a violation of His holy law, and the basest ingratitude, now watch this, towards a being of infinite benevolence. Amen? The one that, praise God, loves us and gives us everything. Everything we have is because of God. Amen? Everything that you said, preacher, I worked hard for. Yeah, but He allowed you the ability. He gave you the right mind, praise God, as you ain't in a loony bin somewhere, crazy beating, coloring on the walls. Amen. But He gives you strength. Praise God. He gives you power. Amen. Sometimes we get up against adversary. Sometimes it's just almost more than we can bear. But praise God, God Almighty has given us the strength, the power, and the initiative, praise God, to press on. Amen. Amen. And we see God working in our lives, blessing us, a benevolent God, pouring out His blessings on this church. I see it all the time. It's just such a blessing. Amen. And it goes on and says, and is accompanied by amendment of life. Amen. True repentance, amen, real repentance, he said, it changes your life. Now, this is an unpopular message. It's not a message of the times that we live in. Because we're living in a time of easy believism. I told the fellas in the prayer room, this morning, talked to a young man yesterday, and we just talked to him after I preached that funeral. He said, yeah, preacher, he said, I know who Jesus is, and that's all I need to know. I said, you need to know that you've been born again. He said, no, I've got a relationship with Him, and everything's okay. I said, well, that's easy believism. Amen. It's not Bible. Amen. God says that you've got to believe on Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. I said, you've got Him in your head. He said, well, that's all I need. I said, well, the Bible says that the demons of hell know who Jesus is and they tremble, but they're not saved. Amen. They're still lost in demons. They're in hell, praise God. Never to be saved because they've never believed on Lord Jesus Christ. We have to believe on Him to be saved. It's not popular. People don't like it because he said, Noah Webster said, praise God, it brings that sorrow of missing the mark, praise God. It draws us to a God, amen, who was infinite and He's benevolent to us, praise God, and one that's there to help us and encourage us to do the right thing. Brother Bill used to always say, it's never wrong to do right, and it's time to do right now. Amen. Praise God. We can do it. I've got faith that this church, that this body of believers can do that we need to do, praise God, to be pleasing to God. I have all the confidence in the world in you. Amen. Because I have all the confidence in the world of my Savior. What He's able to do through you. Amen. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ. We realize what's take place. That repentance, praise God, is necessary for us to line up with God. It's never, hey, you know what reason we can't tell our neighbors or our families, praise God, our members, that we're sorry for something we've done to hurt them? It's because we've never confessed to the Lord Jesus Christ that we're sorry that we broke His heart. Amen. That's why Jesus had to come. He tells us the purpose of His first event in Mark chapter 2 and verse 17. He says, not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. That's why Jesus came to earth, praise God, that He could call sinners to repentance. Mark chapter 2 and 17. That's what He came for, to call you and I to repent of those things that we've done wrong. It's broke the heart of God. That's why Jesus came. Amen. And now we're living in a world today. People say, well, you know, preacher, I don't believe I need to repent. You'll never get things fixed up with God if you can't repent. We have to repent of things that we know that God brings to our attention that we've done wrong. Hello? In order to make things right between you and me and you and you and I, praise God, we have to repent. Realize that it ain't only the person, some person that we may have hurt, but it broke the heart of God. Amen. I'm talking about serious business. And Jesus came, praise God, not to call the righteous, those that's right, living right, doing right, acting right, but to call sinners to repentance. And when we mess up, Lord, praise God, we bow and say, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. And help me to start right now with a clean slate under the blood, praise God, for the glory of God. Amen. Now, I told you it ain't a popular message. We don't like to admit that we're sinners. Amen. But God said we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. Every one of us, praise God, have missed the mark somewhere. And we probably, I do it quite often. I miss the mark. I'm aiming for a good cause. I'm aiming in the right direction. But sometimes I'm off just a little. Amen. And I've come to the place I realize, praise God, it breaks my Savior's heart, praise God. So I ain't ashamed about it. I say, Lord, please forgive me and help me do better. See, that cleans it up. So Jesus came to, not to call righteous, but sinners to repentance. And He come to warn everyone. Amen. Sometimes I think we think that, you know, this is not an inclusive thing. That He come to help some and some people that you'll look at and say, well, pray God, they need it a whole lot more than I do. Amen. If that's the thought, if that's your mindset, then you need it more than any of us. Amen. Because when I start thinking I'm better than you, praise God, amen, I need to get a hold of God and I need to say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Amen. Because I'm no better than anybody else. But he says in Luke chapter 13, verse 3, he said, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Now he was talking about Pilate when he was persecuting the Galileans. Amen. They were being put to death and things like that. He said, hey, listen, he said, lest you repent, said you ain't no better than them. Amen. He said, if you don't repent, if we don't repent, see the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance, amen. Praise God. He said, we're going to die like they did. Praise God. It's what he said. He said, but I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Now that word perish means to make useless, of none effect. Amen. He says there's a whole lot of folks that's been made useless and they don't have no effect. Amen. Examine your life this morning. Are you having an effect? A positive effect. Now, I know a lot of folks is having an effect. Amen. But is it a positive effect? A Godward effect on people? Amen. That's what repentance is. That's what happened. And Jesus is not willing, the Bible says 2 Peter 3 and 9, Jesus is not willing that any should perish or be made useless of none effect. He said, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Can you repent? Does it hurt you? Does it hurt you, physically hurt you to repent? No. When we do something wrong, something that we know God says ain't right, praise God, it don't hurt me a bit. Praise God, oh God, please, just quick faith. It don't take but just a second to realize I've messed up. And I say, oh God, please forgive me. Help me not to ever do that again. Amen. Praise God, and God makes me, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repent. We need to come to a place of repenting. Say, God, I'm sorry. Because I do something to hurt Brother Scott. I can't make it right between me and Brother Scott until I realize I've got to make it right between me and God. Hello? Because Jesus Christ the righteous is the one that comes to die for my sins, according to the scriptures. And when I get it right with God, praise God, I get it right with my brethren. Amen. Praise God. It makes it easy. I come up and say, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I never hurt you on purpose. Amen. And feel good about it. It just won't be some idle words that's thrown out there of none effect. Amen. But it'll all be something that'll help you. But he said that all should come to repentance. Amen. To a place of everybody. Amen. Everybody ought to be able to repent. Amen. Amen. You know what I'm saying? I say, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying every one of us ought to be able to use this altar. unashamedly praise God and say, Lord God, please forgive me a sinner. You ever want to get your prayers past the roof, praise God, you're going to have to come humbly before the Lord. Realizing that we ain't none of us perfect. We all know we're all sinners exceeding, and we need to come for the Lord, praise God, and say, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. Forgive me of my sin, praise God. Cleanse me of my iniquity so that I can be free to serve you, to worship you, and to praise you. Amen. Because he come that all should come to repentance. He told the apostles in Mark chapter 6, verse 2, he said, they come preach that man should repent. Amen. Not that they could. Or they would. He said he told the apostles to preach that all men everywhere should repent. Amen. Realize that we messed up, we missed the mark, we hurt our God. Amen. And we hurt each other, and we just need to repent of that and go on praising God's name. Get us to a place where we can worship God again. See, Christ's message was to preach. He told the apostles in Luke 24:47, he said, and that repentance and remission, or putting away, getting behind of sins, should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Amen? So Jesus told the disciples, that was His message, that's what He told. He said, praise God. He said, go and preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Preach a gospel of repentance unto remission. Amen? See, we can't put things behind us till we confess our sins. Praise God. Hello? Amen. You don't have to pray. And the thing about it, you don't have to confess them to me. I don't wear one of them backwards collars and sit in a little booth. Amen. I ain't got a phone booth I sat in and here to listen to you confess. Amen. We got to take it to God. It's not me that you broke. I can't forgive you, but God can. You can confess your sin to God and He'll take them out of the way. Amen. Praise God. Cast them in the sea of forgetfulness, glory to God. Then we'll be right with God. We can be right with one another. We can shout praise and rejoice together. I think God's gearing us up for something special. Amen. I'm excited about what God's going to do in the days ahead. Bless His holy name. So Christ came preaching. He said, preach the gospel. Amen. Preach it in His name. All the nations. Amen. He said, and beginning right there. In other words, He said, begin where you're at. Amen. Don't try to go over here and preach repentance to somebody else if you ain't there yourself. Amen? We got to repent and seek God's face, praise God, to get us right so we can help somebody else get right. Praise the Lord. Well, you say, well, why? Because God said so. Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 32, Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. That's why we need to preach it in Jesus' name. That we're lifting up the name of Jesus. We're pointing people, praise God, even ourselves to the place where we can get help. Amen. Because Jesus is pure. He's chaste. Amen. He's a perfect, spotless Lamb of God. He's perfect in all His ways, all His essence. Amen. His death, burial, and His resurrection, He's still perfect in all that He is. He's pure and He's clean. Amen. There's no defilement in Him. But there's nothing in Him. There's no harmfulness in Him. There's nothing in Him that'll hurt. He's all pure. He's chaste. He's perfect. Amen. The Bible said the Father looked down upon me and said, "And this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." If we follow God, we repent, we get rid of our sin, put them under the blood, praise God, He can say the same thing about you and I. Amen. We can be perfect. We can be pure. We can be clean. Amen. But for some reason we won't. But God, the Bible says that God Almighty exalted Christ Jesus, praise God, in Acts chapter 5:31, to be a prince and a savior, for to give a repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. So this Jesus, this same, the Bible said this same Jesus, the angel said the same one that went away, praise God, you see, taken up into heaven, is going to come. This same Jesus is coming back. This same Jesus is pure and chaste and sanctified in all that He is. He's pure. And said, God has exalted Christ Jesus, praise God, to be a prince and a savior for humanity. Amen. A lot of people say, well, just so I know who He is. Amen. I was reading to Mia last night, Bible story before he was going to bed. Granted, done passed out, I think, done collapsed. And me and Mia was reading. She come, got brought her Bible story book to me. We got to reading through the Bible. And she always starts at the beginning. Amen. And you'll read that. You'll read through several things. We got past Noah and the ark, and got past the rainbow, and I'd come to certain stories. He said, "Ooh, Papa, ooh, I know that story." Amen. I said, "Glory to God, amen. I'm glad you know." Amen. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He's the Savior. Well, we need to know about Him. It needs to be real to me. We need to be excited like little kids because Jesus Christ is pure. There's nothing defiled in Him. Amen. Praise God. God has exalted Him up. Why? So that we can have forgiveness. Amen. So how do you have forgiveness? Through repentance. You can't be forgiven if you don't repent. We have to acknowledge our sin. Acknowledge our sinfulness. And then God will exalt us. He'll lift us up. Amen. God commands, He says, in Acts, look at Acts chapter 17. Let me just read that one to you. Acts chapter 17. Remember that the folks was there and they was talking about this in Mars Hill, and they was talking about this unknown God. And they was lifting up things and they was praising, they was worshiping an unknown God. Now I want to ask you a question. How do you worship something that you don't know? How do you give any kind of credit to something that you don't know? But Paul said, he stood in verse 22 of Acts chapter 17. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious." Amen. You got caught up in tradition. He said, "For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with an inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you." He said, "Let me tell you about this unknown God." So you seem to know nothing about Him, so let me enlighten you a little. See, that's what a preacher's supposed to do. He'll take that we don't know and enlighten us so that we do know. So that we can make an informed decision as God moves upon our heart. He says, "God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped of men's hands as though He needed anything. Seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things." So he said, this is who God is. This is what He does. Amen. He said that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might find, feel after Him, finding Him, though He be not far from them. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your poets have said, for we are also His offspring. For as much then as we are offspring of God, we ought not to think of the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art or man's device. But in times of in the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth. Now watch this: all men everywhere to what? Repent. God said, everybody now ought to be repenting. Praise God unto the Lord. He's brought it to your attention, the need. Because He said, He hath appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men in that He hath raised Him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked and said, "We will hear thee again on this matter." He said, praise God, He said, those that are dead because they won't repent. Are dead because they won't say, "Lord God, forgive me, a sinner." But the Bible teaches that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So Paul's teaching them here the goodness of God, the mercy of God. Amen. That God leads to repentance. Romans chapter 2 and verse 4. Amen. Mercy and grace was extended through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9 said He tasted death for every man. Amen. He tasted death for you. He tasted death for me. Praise God. He didn't have to die out to the world, but we do. Amen. He rose for our justification. Romans chapter 4 and verse 25. He got up, praise God, victorious over death and the grave. The grave couldn't hold Him because He had no sin. But see, sin comes into our life. Sin makes us dirty and nasty and ugly. Amen. I wouldn't want to drink that, would you? Even if I told you what was in it, you wouldn't want to drink it. It's nasty. It might make you sick. But see, that's what's wrong with the world. The world is sin sick. But the world is full of sin, and we ought to be getting sick of sin. Amen. Paul said, praise God, he said, we need to repent toward God. Repent and turn to God. And we are to rejoice in the Lord. We see Paul as he was doing that. He was converted, praise God, and he was converted by the Word of God, and the Bible said he was not disobedient. Look at Acts 26. Acts 26 and verse 19. Acts 26 and verse 19. Paul's message here that he had, and he preached it to King Agrippa. Amen. He started back, you start back in verse 14. He said, when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard his voice. Saul was talking about the day that he got saved, that the Lord come to him. He said, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. That's pretty straight up, ain't it? Amen. So when we sin and commit sin, praise God, it's not against the other people. The first thing it's against is God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I sent thee. But now watch this. He said, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Amen. Praise God. But now watch this. He said, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Paul said, praise God. God spoke to my heart and he said, I wasn't disobedient. He said, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles that they should, well, watch this, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet of repentance. Amen. He said, I was to point out to them their sinful, help them realize that they were just old sinners exceeding, that they were dark, praise God. They were full of darkness, as full of sin. And they was doing nothing. There was no way to get that sin out of them. You couldn't separate it. But God had a plan to get rid of that. God is the only one that can take away our sins. Because our sins come upon us. As little bitty kids, praise God, it's not long before we learn to tell a lie. Have you ever noticed you don't have to teach your children to lie? Next thing, the first thing you know, praise God, a little bitty fella, and they'll just tell you the biggest whopper they've ever seen. And you say, well, they just got a very vivid imagination. Amen. But no, it ain't that. They tell lies. So this is you, praise God. When we're born, we're just as clean and pure and as could be. When we're born, there's no defilement except the old flesh nature, praise God, that we've inherited from our forefathers. We're clean, we're good. We're not, now that, but Luke, that's pretty clear. I wouldn't mind drinking that. Amen. It'd be okay. But what happens is, little children, we begin to lie and the sin begins to come into our life. Just a little at a time. It don't take much, praise God, that it starts clouding you up. It don't take much, praise God, that your inner person begins to be cloudy, corroded. The elements of sin begin to take over our life. And it begins to show on you. And then our attitude, praise God. When sin begins to come in, then your attitude begins to change. And it gets worse and worse. And the inside gets darker and darker and more dismal. That's why there's so many people in this world that are miserable. They're lost without God. Sin is infiltrating our life. Sin's coming to where they are, praise God, and it begins to take over. And they're getting dark and darker inside. Amen. But Jesus came to take away that darkness. Amen. Why? Because, praise God, when we repent and see the Lord Jesus Christ, God speaks to our heart. In Acts 20, he said, repentance toward God in faith toward our God, our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the turning point. When we repent and turn to God. Amen. The darkness, praise God, it don't stand a chance. Amen. We see next, praise God. You say, well, why should we do that? Because it brings joy in heaven. You realize when one old sinner repents, that joy, the heaven rejoices. Amen. It makes the heavens rejoice. And in Luke chapter 15, verse 7, he said, in heaven, oh, the rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Amen. When God shows you you're wrong and you rejoice, all of heaven rejoices with you. Amen. You know why? Because when we start repenting of our sins, all the old darkness and blackness and vileness in our life, praise God, it begins to disappear. And the only way it can disappear is through the Lord Jesus Christ. He takes our sin. That's why Jesus had to die on the cross of Calvary. He became sin for you and I. He didn't take just a little bit here and a little bit there, but praise God, He took upon Himself all of your sin. This is your sin. This is your blackness. But Jesus Christ Almighty, He said, I'll hang on the cross and I'll take that sin. So Jesus took your sin on the cross. Took it just a little. No, He took it all. He took every drop of your sin, praise God. He took all your sin, praise, that you would ever commit. All you got to do is say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of that. And He took it, praise God, took it to the depths of hell and deposited it, praise God, to get rid of it. And when we say, Lord Jesus Christ, please forgive me my sin, He takes that sin and covers it up. Amen. It's gone. You know what He did? He took this sin out of the way. Bible said, took it out of the way and nailed it to His cross. You think about that. He took all your blackness and darkness upon Himself. Because you couldn't. So why did He do that? Because God said, I've got to have a plan. Because I love them so much, I'm not going to let them live in sin. I'm not going to let sin take them down. I'm not going to let sin destroy them. I'm going to make a way. And His plan included the Lord Jesus Christ. And He took all our sin upon Him. He was that perfect way. He was that plan. Amen. When do we do this? When do we begin to repent and seek the Lord? Right now. Amen. In John chapter 11, verse 25. In John 11 and 25, the Bible says this, that we got to do it. We got to do it now. See, we can't wait till after we're gone. Amen. I done a funeral yesterday. I was talking to him. I said, you know, while we're alive, we got to go ahead and confess. We got to receive Lord Jesus Christ while we're here. Jesus told Martha in chapter 11, John chapter 11. Jesus went up, you know, the story of Lazarus. They called, come told him Lazarus sick, but he tarried 4 days. And when he finally got there, said, he's been dead. Martha said, he's been dead 4 days. And he said, Lord, if you'd just been here. And said Martha and Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, verse 22, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it. And Jesus said, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in resurrection at the last day. But Jesus said, I am, ego of me, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. He said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, dark and dismal, caught up in sin, yet shall he live. And whosoever, now watch this, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Do you believe, praise God, if you put your faith in Lord Jesus Christ, that you can live forever? See, He's already became sin for you. He's already taken the sin. He's already paid the sin debt for all humanity. Amen? So you say, but preacher, what about me? What about my darkness? What about my life I'm living? What about that dismal sin? He said, if you pray and believe, He said, whosoever liveth and believeth in Him shall never die. He's asking a question mark. He said, do you believe this? You believe that Jesus can clean you up, make you whole, make you clear again? Make you pure again, praise God. Amen. It's the Spirit of God dealing with you. And God gave us space to repent. He gave us space to repent to Israel. In Revelation chapter 2 and 21, He said, I gave her, He's talking about then, He said, I gave her space to repent of her fornications, and she would not. Amen. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today is the day we're to repent, pray, amen, and get up close to the Lord. Because we can't do nothing about it. You say, well, preacher, what is repentance? What is true repentance? I'm glad you asked. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, He said, for godly sorrow. Now, Brother Scott didn't hit all over my message this morning. He said, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. You know what God's saying right there? He said, for godly sorrow, God-word sorrow, a work of repentance to the point of salvation. It brings us to the point of saying, you know what? I'm wrong and He's right. I'm dirty and He's clean. Amen. How can I get clean? He said, repentance. Repentance to salvation, not to repentance. In other words, not to take it back. When we repent, we say, oh God, please, I'm sorry. I did this or I did that. Please, God, I'm sorry. Help me never do it again. We turn our back on it and we go a different direction. And we say, Lord, please take the very essence of You. And because I'm dirty and I'm not clean. And Lord, I pray that You'd clean me up. And God Almighty says, and that's what we do. We receive the Lord Jesus Christ into ourselves. We say, Lord, I need You to help me. Forgive me of my sins and cleanse me of my unrighteousness. And Jesus takes of Himself. Now this is where we're missing it. This is where we're missing it. Because we're not willing to repent and say, Lord God, I'm sorry. And mean it in our hearts. We say dirty and we try to serve the Lord. But Jesus Christ, when He said, you know what? He said, I want to clean you up. I want to forgive you of your sins. And so we repent of Lord, we repent and say, Lord, please fill me with the very essence of Yourself that I might be made clean. You know what Jesus does? Now watch. He begins to pour Himself into you. You're dirty. You don't deserve it. We don't deserve to be cleaned up. But God says, because I love you. He said, I'm going to pour Myself, My cleanness, My righteousness, My good. He said, your righteousness is filthy rags. But He said, I'm going to pour My righteousness into you that you might be made clean. And He begins to pour Himself out. And when it's all said and done, we're just like Him. Amen. Made in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we've got to repent of our sins, of ourselves. We've got to dispose of self and say, Lord, fill us with You so we can be made in Your likeness. You say, preacher, why would we do that? Because that's the plan of God for you and me. That's the whole purpose of God, is to make us like His Son so that one day He can present us to Himself without spot, or without blemish, or any such thing. Amen? Praise God. Why? Why do we do it? You say, preacher, why? Because it's time. It's time for God's people to repent. Every day repent. Say, Lord God, please, if God brings you things that you're doing wrong, things that you need to change, Lord, please help me. I repent. Please forgive me, Lord. Cleanse me of that. And make me more like You. Amen? And then we can draw close to the Lord. Praise God. And they'll be a resemblance, amen, of our Savior. See, that's what God's trying to paint the world. That's what God's trying to show the world this morning, amen, is a resemblance of Christ in you and me. He's trying to paint a picture, amen. Well, let me ask you a question this morning. How long has it been? How long has it been since we truly repented and said, God, forgive me an old sinner? You say, preacher, I ain't been that bad. But you know what? We haven't been that good either. Amen. If we're going to be like Him, then we've got to ask Jesus to pour Himself out in us, to fill us with Himself. See, that's why it's so important. The Word of God, the essence of God, the presence of God in our lives every day. Keep it. That's why He said, He told the Jews in Deuteronomy chapter 6, He said, keep Him before your eyes and before your front, tie it about your wrist, put it on the gatepost, put it in your house, put God ever, lift Him up when you're sitting down, when you're rising up, when you're walking about, praise God. Keep Jesus first. Amen. He said, you'll begin to walk with Him. He said, you'll begin to look like Him. He said, then people will see that. And the sin's taken out of the way. And then it's just you and Jesus walking along. Kind of like old Enoch did. And God looked down and God was there with him. He said, you know what? He said, Enoch, let's just go to the house. Amen. Praise God. He said, you look so much like me. Praise God. Let's just go on home. And he took old Enoch up and they went out of here. Praise God. Why? Because God said that because of godly sorrow, that old Enoch come along after generations. He said, God, please forgive us, old sinners. We've messed up. We've walked away from God. And Lord, we need... You know what he did? He repented. He said, it's time. And he took... that Holy Ghost revival started with one man. He said, God, forgive me, an old sinner. Cleanse me, Lord, and make me pure. Make me more like You. And Jesus Christ took and poured Himself out on him. And he became more
like Him. Praise God. Would you like to be more like Jesus today? Amen. Well, then we got to come with repentant heart. We got to repent of our sinfulness, repent of things we do, the hatred, the bitterness, the backbiting, the things that we do in our life. Lord, say, God, please forgive me of that and help me start in this very moment to do the best I can to look more like You. Lord, just pour Yourself into me. Help me to receive You with thanksgiving. Praise God, so I can rejoice. And praise God, so they'll be rejoicing in heaven. He said, because He's rejoicing in heaven over one old sinner that repenteth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me this morning.